It's Friday, the 23rd of January 2015. It's my last day in Doha. I'm all packed up and ready to go. As much as I enjoy all this travelling, I have to say the best journey is the one home. So I'm looking forward to getting to the airport. I'll be picked up in a little short time and should be home, all things being well, this evening back in the UK. I'm in what I think is only one of several Qatar Airways business lounges in Hamad International Airport. This one's near the gate that I'm boarding from. They direct you to that particular lounge. It's very helpful. Unfortunately, the first class lounge is still under construction or it's being refurbished or something, so I didn't get access to that. But this is pretty impressive. It's one of the most modern business lounges I've ever seen, with restaurants at both ends. Lots of space, lots of seats, easy to see the information. Interesting water feature down at one end, and really very helpful staff, and a good system of lockers where you can leave your bag if you want to go shopping. So I'm just about to go down to the gate in 5 minutes. We're boarding in about 10.
With an on-time departure, we would like you to take your side seats. Please note that duty-free bags and liquid should be stored under the seat in front of you and not in the overhead bin. Your cabin crew will be there to assist you. Thank you for your attention.
Welcome on Qatari 001 from Hamad International Airport to the London Airport. Flight time, 7 hours under cruise altitude at 15,000.
A very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Qatar Airways, the One World Alliance, Captain Ahmed and his entire crew, we welcome you aboard this Qatar Airways flight QR0012, London Heathrow Airport. We would like to extend a special welcome to our Privilege Club members and One World Welcome Flyers on board. Privilege Club is Qatar's award-winning Welcome Flyer program. To enroll, please contact your cabin crew. May we remind you to have your mobile phone switched to flight safe once the aircraft commences movement on ground during takeoff and for landing. Please be reminded that this is a non-smoking flight and the use of electronic cigarettes is strictly prohibited until you disembark in London Heathrow. As we consider safety to be your most important, could you please give attention to the safety video being screened in a short while? Thank you.
Well, we're not on the Dreamliner, we're on some other kind of Airbus, which has got the old-fashioned business class seats, the open type, all facing forward with no real privacy. I rather like it. It takes me back a few years, I have to say. Still, it's very comfortable. Service is good so far, and we're just about to take off.
Welcome aboard this Qatar Airways flight. Please pay attention as we demonstrate the safety features of this aircraft.
Well, that's interesting. The plane on the main screen in the cabin appeared to be showing the direction of Mecca. I don't know how that works with us turning round, but I guess looking at the map that's now there, it's accurate. So I don't know if when prayer time comes or if there's a call to prayer that everyone will pray, but it'll be interesting to see. But I put my money on them not doing it, but I suppose that they need to know at all times the direction of Mecca. How interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind all our transit customers to comply with the EU security requirement for hand carry liquid. The following rules apply. This is free liquid carried by passengers traveling from a destination outside of the EU. On a non-EU airline, is only allowed when carried in an authorized security temper evident bag. All other duty-free products such as solid cosmetics, cigarettes, purchased airfare at any airport on the journey can be taken through. The duty-free liquids may be carried in addition to the one piece of cabin baggage That is allowed per passenger. All other items must be carried within the hand luggage. Thank you.
Well, during those announcements, we just had the indicator for Mecca again, which I just realised does point in the direction of Mecca. It points backwards now. There's an arrow that points towards it, so I don't know whether that's just at prayer time or whether it's been up there regularly. I haven't been watching. Again, I've never seen that before, and I've flown on airlines with countries from the Gulf several times, and to and from the Gulf with other airlines, so just an interesting observation. We're just about to land at London Heathrow.
Hey, this is Elizabeth from Opie London. It's not that I have been a service to the London Heathrow at the ready terminal 4. So, it's my head of nation at the time. I'm going to talk to the Rajat Harara Kharijia, or by the Rajat Miawiya. نجد سلامتكم ورجاء حضرتكم بقاء جلسي في مقعدكم لا تتوقع الطائرة نهائيا وتطفى إشارة أثناء المقاعد كما نرجو منكم التأكد من أخذ جميع أرجاءكم قبل مبادرة الطائرة حضرات المسافرين المتابعين رحلتهم إلى جهة أخرى وبحسن بطاقة صوت رجاء توجيه إلى قاعة هواء الرحلات كما حضرات المسافرين الذين تنتهي رحلتهم هناك رجاء توجيه لبوابة المغادرة في وقت التجربة القطرية تحارب العالم الواحد كانت تركة المشهد وفي كفر الطاقة نود أن تكون مقصدة برحلتكم معنا لهذا اليوم ونشكركم اختياركم السفر عبر التجربة القطرية سيدة وسادتي سهلي لجميع المسافرين لأن يمكنكم الطرف فقط إلى الطائرات الرقية الناس فالواقع كزاوية مقام وذلك قبل 48 ساعة المغادرة لمزيد من التفاصيل رجاء زيارة موقعنا الإنترنت شكرا وأتمنى لكم بكل خير
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to London. We just landed at London Heathrow International, London Heathrow Airport, Terminal 4. But the local time is 25 minutes past the hour 5 in the afternoon, and the outside temperature is 4 degrees Celsius. For your safety, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the aircraft has come to complete stop and the seatbelt sign has been switched off. Before leaving the aircraft, please ensure that you have all your personal belongings with you. Customers requiring boarding passes for their onward connections are requested to coordinate with the ground staff. However, customers holding onward boarding passes are advised to check their flight information display for gate assignment information. Please be informed that it is safe to use your mobile phones now if you wish to do so. The next time you fly with us, check online at QatarAirways.com. Enhance your experience and save time at the airport. Choose your seat, bring your boarding pass and use the fastback drop counters at the airport to check in your luggage with you. QatarAirways.com, it couldn't be simpler. On behalf of Qatar Airways, the One World Alliance, Captain Ahmed and the rest of the crew, we hope you enjoyed your flight with us today and thank you for flying with Qatar Airways. Have a good evening.
Well, I've managed to miss my train. I don't know what I was thinking of. I didn't leave enough time, so that was a waste of a ticket and an exceedingly expensive mistake to make to buy another ticket now, but got to get home. So instead of getting home at 9:30, I'll now get home at 11 o'clock. I'm in one of my favourite pubs called the Parcel Yard at King's Cross Station. It's the old offices of the former station before we refurbished the place. It's a really interesting pub. It's always packed, as you can probably hear. So I'll have a pint of beer before I head home.
Let's welcome all passengers on this service at Grantham to 2132 Festival Train Service to Hull. This train calls at Redford, Doncaster, Selby, Howdenbrook and Hull arriving to Hull at 2304. I apologise for all passengers. This train is currently 3 minutes behind schedule. This Hull train service will terminate on leaving the train. Please take all personal belongings. I'm having myself, Carl, and you're on board here. I'm Carl, Debbie and your driver, Terry. I expect you're travelling with Festival Trains today.
And I'm home. We're just drawing into Hull Station where my 10-day journey began.